Welcome, everyone. I must ask for quiet so that you may hear each and every nuance of my words. Everything to follow is completely safe. You are safe, and I'm watching for anyone in the audience who might be particularly affected. So, without further whetting your appetite, for amazement, intrigue, for the power of the mind, I'm going to select a few volunteers and ask them to join me up here on stage. Anyone in the audience is free to follow along, but, well, for the rest of you out there in your seats, yes, you and you, I'll just pull a few up here. For the rest of you, I'll make sure you can observe my presentation, and I expect you to hold me to account. Anything that is mere trickery is beneath us here tonight, isn't it? Only true influence, only the real power of word and gesture, of tool and mental artifice. While I will ensure that all of you out there can see everything, any side effects will be weaker out there. Unless you're someone who might want to vicariously experience the maximum effect in your seat. If so, you'll find yourself able. Shouldn't be anything too deep. So now, let's get started. You'll see here I have a disc. The line seems simple now, but when I turn it upon its stand, it will form in the movement of the lines. Yes, a spiral working and swirling its way inward. If you focus on the exterior edge, you'll see that the lines do indeed have endpoints. They have a terminus at the edge of the spiral, a place where the spiral touches the outer edge, but as it spins like so, they begin to work inward. The edge disappears. Keep your eyes on the spiral. Ignore me, I'm just here to deliver. The edge disappears, and it's no longer possible to see where the lines start and stop. They become a blur. They become swirling rings going ever inward, ever downward. Your thoughts following those rings of influence, that optical illusion, a simple effect your mind has created. Created from words, visualization, and my little tool here, a prop, to better propose the idea of going that much deeper. I trust you have all made sure you are fully rested before you came here. Those in a state of tiredness, or just in need of a good night's sleep, can sometimes have increased effect at these live shows, though increased effect can feel very pleasant. And with this little spiral here in particular, the effect is magnified. The funny thing about this hypnotic sweeping spiral is that as the rays sweep along the edge, the terminus working their way inward, it can help to sweep away your thoughts and give you some relaxation time, slipping into the warm embrace, the peaceful reflection. You do have time. I'm taking it all very slowly, so the words I say will not occupy much of your mind, and thus leave it free to use its considerable power to play other games, explore other commands from other places. I ask you to follow along. Follow along with my words, and you may find at the end, both those of you up here on stage and those of you down in the audience, that the only part you remember or need to remember, out of all my suggestions, all our exploration and fun together, is the part before this splendid disc began to absorb all unnecessary thoughts and spin slow down. Before you watched my long, elegant fingers in these white gloves, aren't they nice? Raising them up to to grab hold of your excess thoughts, of your conscious awareness, and with a firm grip, wrapping my fingers around the excess thoughts, around the parts of your consciousness which for you, there is no need for the duration of my show. Taking hold with one finger, two, slowly furling my digits around those excess thoughts, and three, and four. Easy to watch them flow away. The disc still spins, five, one hand grasping hold. Each finger slowly curling around, gaining purchase in your mind. Six, seven fingers, the other hand curling, weaving, relaxing you throughout, giving you peaceful permission to let go. 'Cause I'll take hold. I'll catch you even if you fall deep. Eight, nine fingers and 10, wrapped and thoroughly connected, wrapped around your thoughts with both my hands, pulling, prodding, molding, finding purchase, nooks and crannies to give certain parts of your mind a little